how can we help in the communities of life take care of the needs of the government's help?
Okay, helping the communities of life and take care of the old without the help of the government. Alright, well, humanity was taking care of the old people for thousands of years. Okay, without the help of government at all, and they have been doing it in other countries all over the world without the help of government. And it is possible to do that without governmental help or assistance. How can it be done? The answer has been given for the last 20 years. It is the current of life. Okay. Of course, it, as I said, they have been doing it for thousands of years, and how they have been doing it with the creation of the community. And even in this country, they used to do it in the community and in the family. And you have a movie called Patron Place. And that's not the one. The one that that is on Walton.
No,
I'm sorry. But you're about to say something. The Walton. Okay? The old man and the old lady live with their kids and the father and mother and all the families were in one household. And old people were taking care of, young people grew up. And it's a wonderful setup actually, because old people have a lot of time and a lot of knowledge and a lot of patience that they can use toward the kids to teach them wonderful things, tell them a story, be with them, even babysit them and grow them in a very nurturing view, and that's a kid, their grandchildren, so they can live without them. It's not just you're putting them in a nursing home, in a daycare center that you know who the people are that taking care of the kid. But that's interesting. They put the parents in the nursing home and then they hire someone to take care of the child. Why do you do that? Then bring your parents to, be with you and take care of the children at the same time. It just doesn't make sense. So we can see that they have gone too far in relying on the government and asking them to help us all the time and throw the money at us, and then you complain, why are you paying so much taxes? Again, that doesn't make sense. We pay tax to take care of us, and then we don't spend our money to take care of the things you'd be taking care of. So it's a kind of this society is being skewed toward believing that the government can and should do everything for us, and that it's been created more problem than it has solved, and it actually destroyed the family and base of the family, because everybody can get some assistance from government. So I don't need to be with you. If I don't, I do obey, I can get my money, and I don't care about staying in that relationship. So the sacrifice part has been destroyed completely and is not creating good family, and when the family is destroyed, the community is destroyed, and when the community is destroyed, the whole nation has no base and no shock absorber underneath it. And no matter how that nation looks powerful, it's just like a car which has a lot of very powerful engine but has no shocks. And that car is going to be destroyed very easily if you drive it fast. So you can see that comes to life again is the answer to our problems. It's not the government. Government actually comes from the comings of life, as we explained it, and Raja will explain it again in her lecture, that it will form from the comings of life. It is from the people, by the people, for the people. Actually, that is the fulfillment of the vision of the founding fathers of this country, that government should come from people. It has never actually formed that way, even in this country, that the government come from the people. It is the federal government that come from the esteem, some elite, that the whole system is based on such a way that even in us, this country doesn't. It's better than many other countries, don't take me wrong. Now, it's not something wrong with it, it's bad, it was in the world. No, it's very good system. It's very, much better than many countries on earth, but still, the vision of people from the government, from the people, by the people, for the people, only using to be fulfilled through the promise of life and our system. So, promise of life, we take care of the children and we take care of the old people because the resources are shared and because the government is a facilitating body in our system that creates an opportunity for the people and directs the society towards the four cycles of the progress that I'm sure all of you know by now. Indo is written in the kingdom, the part of the kingdom, and how the cyclical movements are directed with the government and Paramipral. So the prosperity will be given to the people themselves, and instead of taking away from them, and then they say, okay, here is the that much money back to you. Just like this is not our money, it is their money that's giving to us, or government acting like they are doing us a favor if they give something back to us. So that's all that happens to the government. Actually, when the government creates that kind of mentality and attitude, that society is in trouble because the government thinks they have the power, they are the people giving the human or the subject, you know, something bad, so we are doing you a favor, giving you, it is your tax money you are giving to them, and then they act like it is really their tax money, their money they are spending for you. So after a while, people forget that it is their money, and it is government money, they can do whatever they want. In our system, even, there is a basic device that if the government is not following people's will, people can withdraw their 10%, you know, their rights to the government, and therefore government becomes weak because they cannot make more money off of the people. So even taxation is very limited in that case. So the government really has to be a body that facilitates, okay, the environment to create the opportunity for the people to prosper. It's really that's what government should do. Government should not take money away from them and then become powerful and then create, this is our money and you are people, little people out there, and we can pay here $500 to you, $1,000 to you. See how good we are, how good government we are, we bring this money back to you. So, again, this thing can be done without governmental interference. Actually, sometimes it works better when the community gets involved and do it themselves. But of course, we need the government for many, many different other things that they should be doing and taking care of the things that a community by itself cannot take care of. So the more you give the responsibility to someone or an entity, the more power you give to them. Okay? And that's exactly what happens. The more responsibility you give to the government, the more powerful government becomes. The more responsibility kept in the community, the more powerful the people will become. Okay. So, in answering your question, yes, it is possible without governmental interference. The way it can be done is the communities of life, sharing of the resources with one another and the whole earth together, with the ability to have old people living with the young people, with the couples. In each community, there's going to be 6 couples, as we mentioned many times. And even if 9 people in the community go out and work, and 3 are going to stay home and take care of the, you know, home and place, but still there's going to be 9 income, 9 resources coming in. That's a lot of money and resources that they can use. So we have 2 income a year, we are living in a nice big house and we have enough to eat and we are not desperate, you know, for any living. And now just imagine there's 9 people that are living there and you can take care probably of another 10-12 older people in such an environment without having any problem at all. You know, and when you get old, some young people join the community and take care of you. So just the system is going to go on and work with that very well without, you know, needing any government to come in and help you out. So it is very much possible to do it without government. And of course, government to government also helps, that's fine. If government has enough resources that they feel they can help the common supply, they can also do that. But that should be an exception instead of the rule. You know, when that becomes a rule, means that the community have already been destroyed and the family environment is not completely set up. So this is a new, it's not a new thing, it's really returning back to what it used to be. Okay. Very good question. Yeah, and I hope I answered the question. If you have a call up, then go ahead.
No, thank you for your answer, Mr. Hanks.